What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
Hey everybody, welcome to another podcast show. Once again with Derek Carter, the party starter.
What's up, Derek?
I'm good, man. Hear that? That's horns.
That's horns. We're in the car again. There's the wind. We're still in Columbia, Missouri. Had a couple great shows already. Got two last shows tonight. So we decided we're going to do like a touring podcast. Yeah. Right? We're going to get some food right now. We're starting in the car. And then we're making a right.
I heard Broadway. There's a lot of stuff on Broadway.
So. Cool. The lights are bright on Broadway.
We'll go this way on Broadway and then go back.
All right. So we're going to start in the car, and then whatever restaurant we go to, we'll continue there and make a whole, like I said, a whole tour of it so far. But
it's really nice. It's kind of funny because when we got out here, it was, I think, 0 degrees, and now it's warmed up to 36 degrees, which sounds funny. Like in L.A., you're like 36. But I mean, I'm actually able to walk around with my vest and like short sleeves. And
I know. Well, you're, because I was saying you've got muscle. I have like nothing, so I'm double layered still with a scarf and gloves.
Because I went to the mall and I had like a sweatshirt and a vest, and just because I was walking really fast, I actually started getting kind of hot. I'm like, man, this is like, I turned my heat. I woke up this morning kind of hot in the hotel.
Yeah, me too. Actually,
I turned the heat off and opened the window, which sounds funny, 36 degrees, but.
Hey, whatever works, man. Oh. We're hitting a Walmart.
Oh, here's boy.
This is the big part of town.
I like my women like I like my Walmart. Open 24 hours, a little dirty. And I'm kind of embarrassed to be inside.
I can't beatbox for shit, man.
Did you ever try to beatbox?
Not really.
To me, beatboxing was like the thing to do, like in the 80s, growing up. Like, I couldn't really play any instruments. But once I figured out, like, oh, wow, this is how you do it. You make, like, the cat noise, like you're calling a cat, like.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, a little bit of that. And then you hit him with a bass. Although now people they're really good at beatboxing. If you go on YouTube, you look at these.
Oh yeah, I've seen
these international guys. They like scratch, and my friend does this thing. It's called the crab scratch. You fold your hand over and you breathe in, so it sounds like.
That's good, man.
That, but thank you. That was good? Okay, because he does it really good. I'm like,
there's another one, like, seeing people do. It's like, they go, like, airy. Like, airy.
Oh, yeah. I like the
airy.
I like you're scratching a record.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to try to beep up. Is that awful?
It sounds like you're going chicka chicka.
I was going chicka chicka.
Chicka chicka boo, chicka
chicka chicka boo, chicken little, chicken era, chick era, chicken era little,
chicken little, chicka little.
So we are turning around because we've apparently passed civilization.
That's right. I like Jimmy John's. I don't want to go there now, but Jimmy John's is good. You ever been to a Jimmy John's?
I have not. I've been to a Bubba Bob's.
A Bubba Bob's. No, they do. They actually deliver sandwiches too. They're really good.
Oh, cool. No, but it's been a fun couple of days so far, man. It's like, it's fun being back at this club. Like, I totally remember the club now. I remember all the fun times I had. And
did Matt look different or the same, the club manager?
He looked pretty much the same. It took me, like, when he said, hey, man, it's been a while. I'm like, huh. And then I'm like, oh, that's right. You were the guy that was working with the old booker you never knew, I guess.
No, that.
Freddie DeMarco. Like, this old Italian guy. And Matt, was working with him, but I was mainly dealing with Freddie. But yeah, after a couple of minutes, like, oh, I remember that guy. Yeah,
he really nice guy. He used to wear, like, those Argyle sweater vests. he used to wear those all the time.
The Argyle sweater vests?
Yeah, yeah.
How preppy.
Yeah, he kind of had a preppy look to him. He still does, but it's like, but not wearing the Argyle sweater vests.
No, it's, you outgrow that over time.
You do, well, if you're lucky, yeah.
So there's nothing over in this plaza?
No, nothing over here.
Looking good over here?
I know Broadway's a street. I don't know. Should we just go to Cracker Barrel? Should we just do it?
Do you want to go to the... We're debating about Cracker Barrel or Macaroni Grill. If this was a live show, we'd say call in real quick.
Call in and tell us where we should go. I'm almost thinking... I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're in the South, or are we? No, we're not even
we're in Missouri.
We're in Missouri. I know.
Wow. Geography was not your best subject, was it?
Man? I know. I mean, yeah. We should get some clam chowder. Fuck it, we're here.
We're in New England, man. Let's, yeah. We're Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Water, are you really hungry? Because if you're hungry, I said we go somewhere close. But
yeah. Cracker Barrel, I guess. No, I mean, I don't know. Macaroni Bar and Grill. I don't know. Shit.
Sounds like you want to go to Cracker Barrel.
Let's just do it.
It's good. How far is Cracker Barrel?
I don't know. What do they have there, though? Like, I just don't want to eat.
This is literally a what? This is what's for lunch now, I guess.
Yeah, what's for lunch? What's for lunch?
What's for lunch? Lunch? What's for lunch? Debating about where to go. Yeah, I'm good either way.
You know what? Let's go Cracker Barrel, because I know they have a nice salad I can get.
Only salad. You would go to a Cracker Barrel to get salad.
This is stupid. I know. Or, you know what? It's early enough. I'll eat now, 4:30, and then maybe I'll grab something small at Panera Bread that's healthy, like a salad or something.
We haven't eaten later. At Panera Bread yet.
Yeah, that's all we've been doing.
Every meal so far has been Panera. That's why, like, I don't care where we go. Cracker Barrel or Macaroni Grill, as long as there's no bread involved.
I know. Panera Bread. I ate my apples, though. I've been eating those apples they give you.
That's fantastic, man.
This is great podcasting.
This is great podcasting.
This is great podcasting.
So what have you been thinking of your shows so far?
I like them. I think they've been going really great. It's funny because I just came off a killer weekend last weekend in Dallas. In Dallas, the audiences are really close to you, and it's just more a little bit more compact.
Wait, hold that thought. 1 second.
Okay.
And we're back, and Darren's coughing. We come back right in the middle of a cough.
Wow.
So you're saying Dallas.
Mm-hmm. I was up north in Dallas, and I don't know geography. I was down south in Dallas.
I was over in Europe in Dallas.
I was in Europe. No, and it was that was good because I stumbled across some new bits and new ideas. But last night I had that thing happen, you know?
With the lice?
With the hair lice, yeah. They had like an outbreak of hair lice at my son's elementary school. But they're not really letting people know about it. Like, just one parent will tell another parent, so it's that kind of thing. So, and if you're a parent, if you're a germophobic person, you're going to probably get over that a little bit if you have a kid. Because they'll kind of force you to do things that you're normally out of your comfort zone, like checking for head lice, which sounds totally gross. And but yeah, I wrote some bits about it, and it was funny because do you know when you have like to check for lice, my wife went to a drugstore, and they sell a comb that has a spotlight on it, so you comb the kid's hair and you look through the, you know, with the light to kind of look for the lice.
See, it's funny, as a comedian, I'm like, if I was like, what if there's like stand-up comic lice, and
I
they're
know.
Like, oh, we're getting the lice light. We're getting the light.
Or like, what if they're like enjoying the spotlight, like, yeah. It's kind of funny, or they just run from light, like, oh goodness, the light's up, oh no, sunrise, we're vampire lice.
You know? Wait, tell me if you could finish the joke. If you were living in South Florida, maybe you'd be on...
I could not finish the joke.
Miami Lice.
Miami Lice! That's good. Doom, 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 doom. Kick it.
Yo, Vanilla Lice.
Lice.
Lice, baby.
Vanilla Lice, Lice. But, like, it's funny because I do a joke about having a bald spot in the back. So, like, I'm the only one at the house that's not really worried about lice because they jump on my head and be like, ah, now we're homeless. This is bullshit. Someone's burned down the Red Forest. Like, there's a big open field up here.
And it worked.
It worked. I know it doesn't sound that funny right now on the podcast, but it actually worked in the club. And it was cool. It was cool. I felt like... So, yeah, I felt like I really liked my sets. My throat was very dry on Thursday. I think I was getting a little bit of a cold, but I got some DayQuil, and I feel a lot better now. But it's just a lack of sleep, and then you get a little bit of a cold, and... My voice is doing this kind of thing a lot on stage.
Yeah, no, people like, you know, this business can take a lot out of you because we travel so much. We're always on planes around a lot of other people, sometimes on no sleep, so our bodies are just exhausted. And then
dude,
we gotta
I got
to force
no sleep like on Friday morning, man, because I had to, you know, I did the show. I had no sleep to get here, basically, you know, airplane sleep. And then I get here, and then they're like, you're doing radio in the morning. And I'm like, oh, great. Okay, so. I had to get up at crack of morning or whatever. Crack of morning, yeah, just like 6 o'clock, I think. What, 7? I don't know, something super early. And drive to this radio station and go do radio for an hour. And it was funny because Dude, it's weird. After you do podcasts or like long form radio where you guys can talk for an hour and they don't play any songs, it's really, it's not very satisfying doing like top 40 radio, you know, because next thing you know, they're like going to commercial or playing some song or doing like a contest. It's just like literally one of the breaks went like this. We got Darren Carter, the party starter, in the studio, the Rooster, Daron. So what's happening, man? How are you? You enjoying Columbia? Like, yeah, I just got here, and man, we are having a ball so far. And hey, the weather's a lot different. It's cold here, isn't it? I'm like, oh yeah, it's so cold. I go, you know, on the way here, I actually had to wear my gloves to touch the steering wheel because it was, you know, 2 degrees. He's like, oh, I bet you don't do that in California. Why 107? And he just goes to like some song.
Well, that's your glove steering wheel bit, so you'd end on a good laugh like that.
I know, it was so weird. I'm like, what? Okay, and then, it's funny, he goes, he comes back and he goes, we got Darren Carter, the party starter, who's known as the party starter, he's known as the rooster, he's known, and so I just kind of cut him off, and I was like, well, not cut him off, but I once he started trailing off, I go, I'm also known as dad, you know, and I go, and I went into a couple jokes about my son, and they were like, oh boy, you gotta love those kids, why, 107, It was so weird. Like,
did you ever did you watch Saturday Night Live like in the 70s?
I've seen reruns and stuff.
Do you ever see that one with when Howard Hessman was on? It was like, I guess it had to be around the time of WKRP in Cincinnati, and it was Harry Shearer was playing like a radio DJ, and Howard Hessman was just talking, and Harry Shearer was like, while he's doing other shit, like not even paying attention.
Oh yeah, totally, they do that.
Yeah, they really do that. It's, I mean, I've done like some radio where it's very fun, where they're very just like, hey man, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, if you trail off, whatever, we'll pick it up, whatever. Just have fun.
Armygear.net. I bet you they have good stuff in there.
Armygear.net.
Yeah.
You're just short attention span theater, man.
I know. I'm sorry. I feel like that DJ. Well, it's like I have to.
Oh, we got Outback, Olive Garden here. Cheddars.
I feel like I'm back in Burbank. If I go there. Hey, it's really Olive Garden. We're in the South. Fuck it. No.
You want to do the Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel. I know I messed up. We're taking the service road. We're not even on the freeway.
It's all right. But yeah, like, but a lot of DJs, they really do follow that. I guess it's there's a formula that they just think that's how you have to do it. Where it just yeah, talk about whatever you just talked about, and let's go to the traffic or whatever.
Yeah, I know. It was funny, dude. The thing that's kind of cool is when I travel, when you sort of like do get into the culture of wherever you're at, by not listening to Pandora Radio or a podcast or just being like on the radio. I purposely, when I got in the rental car, I left the radio on whatever station was there from the night before. And I guess the night before we might have been listening to like some country song or something that got us into town. And hold on, how do I get to the freeway? Right here, right? We want 70 East.
Well, that looks like there's a sign that's 70 East there, so I would assume that's how we get there.
I see 70 West.
No, it's a 70 East.
Oh, right there. Okay, I see it. I'll loop around, and then I was looking at that green sign. Okay, I gotcha. So, anyways, on the way to the radio station, I was listening to the local radio, and it was the Farm Report. Which isn't something you would ever hear in L.A., like, the Farm Report. And it was so weird because, like, on, you know, like, a Power 106 type station, like, some hip-hop station, they always do, like, a shout-out. Like, this goes out to Melissa, you know, at such-and-such middle school, Garfield High, what's happening? Shout-out to... So, you know what they were doing on this Farm Report country station?
What were they doing?
They were listing different funeral services. Like, they were, like, Myrtle Wallace from Boonville will be having her funeral at Southern Baptist Church of whatever the heck, you know. And then they would go down the list. And it wasn't just a couple. It wasn't even like five. They literally, it went on for like at least 15 to 16. And then they went to a commercial.
Was it but the commercial for like a funeral home or coffins or something?
No, it was like, I don't know what it was for, like Life Alert. No, it was like... It was for like a local. It was come down to Deja Vu.
Oh, that'd be great if Deja Vu sponsored the funeral report.
Yeah.
But if you want to go see a place where people aren't gonna die, or if you want to, but if you want to die laughing, Come to Deja Vu and see Darren Carter, the party starter. And a heart goes out to Jesse McCunough, who was killed in a tragic blimp accident.
Yeah, well, yeah, it seemed like all the funerals were like, you know, they would say the person's name, and then they would say, like, 92 years old, blah, 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 blah. A lot of them were really old, you know. But it was just an interesting thing to listen to on the radio, like funeral announcements, man. I told that guy, I told the radio DJ that. It's weird, man. Like, I mean, I hope they don't hear this, but I felt
Well, the show's very popular with Missouri radio DJs, so be careful.
I felt like our off-topic, you know, like off-the-air topics were way more interesting and compelling than what we did on the air. Like, on the air, it was just, like I said, like, you know, they like 90-second things, just real quick, and then it was not that good. But off air, he was telling me that he, when he first got into radio, you know how, like, when you're a comedian, you're up and coming and you got to do a lot of bullshit, and they kind of shit on you and treat you like crap. And,
yeah.
You know, they, same thing in radio. He said that not auditioned, but he was going to do a meeting, like an on air live audition kind of thing, and meet with them. And it was in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And they said that they wouldn't pay for his flight. They go, we'll pay for half of your ticket. Or we'll pay for your Greyhound ticket. And he's like, no way am I taking Greyhound to, like, you know, Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
Jeez.
And that was when, and he said that one of his early jobs was they would do bingo on the air. Like on Saturday mornings, the local people would go out and get bingo cards, and then he would call the numbers on the air.
Are you...
Yes.
Bingo on the radio.
Yes, bingo on the radio.
Which sounds like a DJ. It's bingo on the radio.
It's bingo and bunghole.
Oh, my God. That would so be our radio names if we had a show. Bingo and bunghole.
Oh, God. I hope I'd at least be the bingo.
Oh, man, really?
You got to be the bunghole.
No, the bunghole would be the wacky guy.
I'm bunghole.
Yeah. I'm like, and I'm bingo.
Yeah,
well, this wasn't 30 minutes. They told me the airport was 30 minutes away. This was not 30 minutes from the hotel.
No, this is nothing. Yeah, who said that? Maybe it meant by walking.
The taxi service that I got.
Oh, God. Oh, really? They're going to try to, like, you know, take some money out of you.
No, no. It's a flat rate. It's $20 to the airport. But they're picking me up at 5 a.m. because they said it was going to take a half hour to get there. I'm like, this has barely been, well, maybe 20 minutes. Yeah. I guess better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Well, we also drove around, like, you know, looking for somebody. But no, I think it's like 7 minutes away. I mean, I don't know where the airport is, though. Maybe that's just a sign. There's Cracker Barrel.
Oh, we see the gleaming lights of the barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
All right, well, do you want to pause this now, and then we'll continue we get in Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, bingo. Oh, yeah, he was telling me he was doing jokes, the bingo jokes. He's like, after a while, you just come up with stuff like, I don't even know what the jokes were, like B9, your cancer's B9. We'd say stuff like that, like, or, you know, the different letters would add, you know, like.
Yeah, yeah. There was one, actually, I remembered one. Oh, I remembered there were some bingo, like, letter jokes that I knew,
yeah,
and
like,
I totally forgot what they were.
Just pause and come back and just kill it right now on this podcast.
Yes.
Bingo jokes.
We're going to come back live from Cracker Barrel.
What's up? It's Bingo and Bunghole live from the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, we will be back after a word from our sponsor. Maybe I'll put some music in the middle here.
Okay.
What song should I put in here? By the way, this is only a guess because we're in the car now. I could upload this and go, shit, I don't have time to put a song. So in case we put a song, what song should I put in, Brandon? Darren?
I got...
Bunghole, what song should I put in?
Dude, I got the best song. This is a motivational song. If you can find it, it's by Alan Jackson, and it's called To Do What I Do.
I guarantee I do not have that song.
Can we, like, Google it or YouTube it or something and put it on?
You're asking me to do way too much work right now.
Okay. All right. Here's what's going to happen. I'll Google the lyrics, and I'll read the lyrics. And it's so good. It's like, it's a good...
All right. Here's something from the 80s.
All right. Yeah.
Sunday passing by, I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, work. Working for a living, work. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car, no 200 red. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working, working for a living. Cause I'm working for a living.
So we're here now at the Cracker Barrel, everybody.
And what happened was the waiter just walked up and introduced himself, and I thought this would be great to get on tape. So,
well, now you've just told everybody that we...
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. The illusion is broken.
So I joked with Flip. I go, hey, the guy jumped his cue because he talked to us for about 30 seconds. So we're going to call him over.
He just all gave right. me the thumbs up. Okay,
all right.
Can I come thumbs over
up.
That way,
can
too?
I come? And rolling cameras. We're so, on.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, folks. How are we doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Pretty good. Thank you very much. Like that Kermit shirt, looking good.
Thank you, man.
You're doing great.
Ooh, yeah, I love it. But first of all, just to let you know, our soups today are chicken noodle, and we also have vegetable. Our vegetable of the day is lima beans, and that has a little bit of bacon in there. And then on Saturdays, we do a chicken and rice special. It's a bed of brown rice with chicken and a mushroom gravy. Comes with two additional sides and biscuits of cornbread.
Wow, that sounds good.
Can I start you guys off with something to drink?
I would like a coffee, please, and a water.
Okay, DJ Cream.
No, thank you.
I will have a sweet tea, my friend.
I bet that chicken noodle soup is pretty good, huh? Have you ever had it?
It's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty meaty. Yeah.
I want something that's great. I had this turkey noodle soup the other day, and it was so good.
We had turkey noodle yesterday.
Wow.
Just missed it.
Today it's chicken noodle.
Dang it. Okay.
Do we need some time with the menus? Or?
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
definitely
yeah.
do.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll get your drinks, and I'll be right back.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You hear that ambiance.
Yeah. Did you notice he had red hair?
I did. He was a ginger. Oh, yeah.
He's a ginger.
I'm actually outnumbered.
Have you noticed? I mean, I have. Have you noticed there's a lot of redheads here in Missouri? Or not? Is that something you're...
I guess I'm not as tuned into the...
Because when I walk around the malls, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of redheads here. Like, it's just... Maybe I look like a local to them.
I don't. Are you saying that Columbia, Missouri is like the mecca for redheads?
I just think once you leave like LA, there's a lot more redheads. But I mean, depending on where you're at, but definitely like in the Midwest, you know, like Missouri.
Yeah, I guess Midwest definitely has a more redhead.
In the South too. You know?
Brother, are you getting breakfast or lunch?
I got breakfast yesterday. What I'm probably gonna get is lunch.
Well, we had breakfast yesterday. I mean, today.
when I came here.
Oh. Who's calling you?
My wife. Oh. Hello.
You want to pause?
Oh, I know. I was going to try to do FaceTime with you. But we're at Cracker Barrel.
We're going to pause real quick.
Do you want to say... Hey,
And we're back. Just in time for our drinks. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
How's the meatloaf, by the way?
Meatloaf? It's solid. It's really good. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it looks good.
It's one of our more popular items, for sure.
I was telling Flip here...
I'm
also known as Bunghole. Bingo and Bunghole in the morning. No, I was telling him that you have red hair, and I said, I noticed there's a lot more redheads here. Do you notice that too?
In Missouri. Like, in Missouri?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I've lived here all my life, so.
So to you, it's just normal. You don't really. Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, there's not. I don't know where. Well, where are you all from?
I'm from California, Los Angeles.
Okay, that's where I'm trying to move to.
Are you really?
Yeah. Nice. I was a theater major at Missouri, and I've been University of Missouri, Columbia here.
Oh, cool. Oh,
sweet. So at Mizzou, I'm trying to get my. I just got my ducks in a row, and I actually should be moving in a couple months.
Nice, man. Months.
You know, he's been in movies.
Oh yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I've been in some movies. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get out there eventually, but. Very cool.
Next time you're watching Be Cool, I'm in a scene with John Travolta right off the bat.
Be Cool, a scene with John Travolta?
Yeah,
awesome.
Sequel to Get Shorty.
But yeah, definitely. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I just was walking around the mall and stuff. I noticed there's a lot of redheads here.
I guess I haven't really noticed. I mean, people always comment on my red hair all the time.
Yeah.
No matter where I am. But,
yeah.
So, pretty normal.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good. I'm not one of you, so I don't know.
You're not one of us.
Yeah.
You guys have any questions or need a little more time?
I think I'd like to get that, maybe a little bit more time. I was going to go for the salad, but maybe I won't.
No, sure, we're going to take the time. This new Caesar salad, very good. And those chicken sliders are pretty good. The bread's a little, it's softer than it looks like, so I'll just say that.
Is there like a healthy chicken salad, I think, that has like that cheese wedge thing in it?
Yeah, that's the fresh...
Where's that one?
Fresh vegetable and chicken salad. It's over here, under. Where is it here? Yeah.
This is the most interesting podcast we've ever done.
Yeah, I'll take that one. I'll get the grilled chicken and fresh vegetable salad.
Right. Oh, you already ordering?
Is it pepper vinaigrette? Okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe on the side, so I don't have too much of it.
Yeah, it comes on the side there.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are eating this up.
The show's called What's for Dinner, so.
What's for Dinner?
Yeah,
oh, well
it's a comedy podcast.
That makes
but
sense.
It does make sense.
This is What's for Dinner.
So. You know what? I'll try the meatloaf.
Okay. You get three sides of that.
Three sides. Can I get that hash brown casserole?
Of course.
Ah, love it. And then I'll get the string beans, and you got corn?
We do.
Perfect.
And do you care for biscuits, cornbread, or a combination?
Combination.
All right.
Let's mix it up.
You know what? I'm going to do the same thing, because I'm in Cracker Barrel. Let me just eat like I'm in Cracker Barrel.
Did you do the meatloaf instead?
Meatloaf, yes. And mac and cheese. And what are the sides again?
You're such a hack.
No, yeah.
I know, I'm cupping
right.
You.
Here, if you open up all the sides.
So it comes with mashed potatoes and meatloaf?
Not automatically. You can get any three that you want.
The picture is the three sides.
Yeah, that's just, you know.
I'll get those exactly like the picture.
Darren
mac
order.
And cheese, green beans, and mashed potatoes.
Yes, sir.
Do you want any gravy on your mashed potatoes?
No, no thank you.
No gravy.
No thank you, yeah.
And biscuit, cornbread, or combo for you?
Cornbread, please.
Cornbread?
Yeah. Thank you.
Have you lived here your whole life, Jonathan?
Not in Columbia. I grew up a little bit southwest of St. Louis. And then I moved to the Burbs for high school, and then I moved to Chicago for first semester college, and I came here to Mizzou for a couple years, then I flunked out, so I moved back to Chicago for a little over a year, then I moved to my brother's basement in St. Louis City, and then I came back here when I decided I needed to finish a degree, and so I've been here since 2011.
And you're getting your degree in theater, your BFA?
Yeah, I got my BFA in theater, so...
I'll tell you one thing. As a BFA major who lives in L.A., your BFA is going to be a BFD out there.
BFD.
It's all about the talent, my friend.
Yeah.
But you got a good look, so I think...
Well, I appreciate it. I'm trying to
It'll definitely take you far.
I hope so.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see you in commercials and stuff, you know, a lot of television.
That's what I'm going for, at least, like, television, sitcoms, comedy.
And that's the thing,
that
is do it while you're young. That way, like, if you have to live in someone's basement again, it's no big deal. I think it's harder when people quit what they're doing and they've had some great, you know...
We don't want to get you in trouble, by the way, if you go.
Oh, no, that's okay, yeah.
I saw, like, somebody looking over, like, hey, what the hell's
going
on?
Yeah, I better get to that table. But
okay, buddy, we'll talk more.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
I want you to bring our meal, though, as a Shakespearean character.
As a Shakespearean character?
Yes, or do it in an accent. Yeah.
Do it as Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream.
Puck from Midsummer Night's Dream. Let me work on that.
Okay.
Or any other character you want to do. Any other character.
Yeah, I figure if this guy's going to be talking to us, let's at least put him to work and make it interesting for the show. I'm so pissed. I think I broke this tripod that the podcast recorder is sitting on, so it's kind of on an angle now. But whatever.
What'd you break exactly? Just a little rubber thing.
Just a little rubber thing, but it obviously makes kind of a difference. So you got the meatloaf instead?
Yeah.
Decided to go for the meatloaf. So you figure, fuck, I'm a Cracker Barrel. I'm gonna eat like a not going to get it. See, I was going to say, like, no. Only you would get a salad at Cracker Barrel.
I know. I can get a salad later or anywhere. Yeah. You know? It's like
Cracker Barrel, man. It's funny. Like, I forgot. If anybody's never been to Cracker Barrel, especially if people are listening not in America. Like, I know I have some fans over in Europe, Scandinavia area. Cracker Barrel is what you would picture a typical American, middle American restaurant to be, just full of nice, sweet Southern people, some of them tipping the scales at a cool 400 or 500 pounds. It's just the worst kind of food. I mean, it tastes great, but, like, you know,
it's
slappy,
like super
gravy.
Comfort food area.
Yeah,
like,
very,
yeah.
Southern comfort food.
Yeah.
By the way, I just noticed very casually, Darren.
Yes.
Turn around as naturally as you can and look at what this woman's wearing at the table behind you. No, keep going. This woman, I think it's a woman, is wearing big fox ears.
What does the fox say?
Let's go to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what?
She is wearing that.
I'm going to...
Find video of that. We're going to do it.
I was going to take a picture and post it up with this podcast, because she literally is wearing... It's not just like little fox ears, like huge fox ears.
Yeah,
like, if she was a fox, the ears are in proportion to what her head is.
Yeah, like if you were... Yeah, let's see if I can...
Darren's stealthily trying to take a picture behind
me. I go like this.
Although, somebody wearing ears like that, they probably know they want to be taking pictures of. Like, what is it? Why are you wearing fox ears in public? That whole table, actually, is... There's an older woman with, like, a pink kind of scarf in her head. Like a bandana, a pink bandana. And some woman in the middle who looks fairly normal. What does a fox eat? Gravy.
It's hard to do this.
How's it going?
I can't really do it.
I'm
doing this selfie, so people think I'm taking pictures of them. Like, the people behind you are, like, thinking I'm taking their photo.
How do we, this is a nice phone. All right.
Yeah.
Wait, is my hand in the
way? Yeah. Oh, it's upside down.
Oh, that's why. It's upside down. And how do you zoom? Do you pinch?
Yeah. You just kind of tap on it and then kind of open it up like this.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it. Okay, all right. Here we go. Taking the picture and... I think I got it.
Cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They weren't saying thank you to us.
Oh.
So how many times have you eaten a Cracker Barrel, do you think, Darren?
Oh, man. If there's one... Oh, did you even get the photo?
Oh, are you serious? I didn't get... Yes, I did.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, is that a man or a woman?
I don't know. It's one of those, like... It could go either way.
I don't know what it is, but it wants to fuck you.
I think it's a woman, I think. Or it could be somebody in the process of transgender.
Yeah.
I don't know how many there are in Misera. No, I like hitting Cracker Barrels because it is like a local place. Like, every Cracker Barrel, even though it's a national chain, it feels like it's a local kind of place. You know?
It does. Like, the old artwork and stuff. And
yeah.
These old, you know, like,
yeah, it's
cans.
Like,
and
again, to describe it to those who've never been to one, it's like, imagine a TGI Fridays, which I think most people have seen, but redneck. So instead of, like, you know, old toys on the wall, they have we're sitting next to a washboard. And
it's like
those
some
things
picture of some lady from the 1930s or 20s, maybe 1800s.
I'd say 1850s if that's supposed to be authentic. And like the things you put on your feet when you're walking through snow, those like kind of Sreket looking things.
Oh yeah.
And it's Southern kitsch, you know.
You know, my when I found out that my wife was pregnant 6 years ago, or maybe it's been a little bit longer than that, because he's six now. Anyways, this is the first road trip I took, and I remember sitting in this very Cracker Barrel.
In this one here? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And just thinking, like what's it going to be like to be a dad? And just sitting alone and with my thoughts and entering fatherhood, you know? Because right now you're not a single man, but you're a married man with no children.
Not yet.
And if you did, if your wife did get pregnant, it would definitely change your life. Even just your thought process of, like, what's it going to be like now?
Well, you know? Like, what would you say, like, when you were sitting at this Cracker Barrel going, my God, I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah.
6 years later, you're here now.
Yeah.
Was there any, like, fear or thought or whatever you had about being a father that was true or not? Oh, my God, it's already here?
Yes, it
wow,
is.
Wow, you're nice. Not Jonathan?
No, I'm not.
Who are
I'm
you?
I'm not Jonathan. My name's Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Excellent. Good.
What
oh,
are
this
you
looks
doing?
Great.
Just curious, what's
we're doing this little
we're doing a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, right.
What is it about?
It's actually called What's for Dinner.
Oh, well.
We're
Cracker Barrel for dinner today.
Yeah.
Exactly. I hope you guys, is there anything else I can get you?
No, we're doing a show. We're comedians. We're going to be at Deja Vu tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we like to hit the town and kind of see what's around, and we love coming to Cracker Barrel.
Oh my gosh, me too. I eat here like every day. I swear. Yeah, it's been kind of bad for me.
It's so good. The food is so delicious,
yeah,
right?
I can't resist it.
I know. I can't wait. That's why we're here.
Well, enjoy.
Thank
have
you,
fun
Jesse.
At your show tonight.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Got my headphones and my string beans.
So they're just so nice here.
Well, very solid. Yeah. Oh, you got the macaroni. How's that?
Oh, so good.
I
you got the corn.
This hash brown casserole, man.
Good.
It's one of the best reasons to come here. So I was saying, like, what's the biggest, like, thing? Okay, I'll ask you two questions.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing that you were right about as far as worries or excitement about being a dad? Let's just say worry. Like, you said you were, like, I don't want to say worry, like...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When you're not a father, you picture your own dad. I remember how you would ask your dad questions, and he always had the answers. Mm-hmm. So I thought, man, I don't know, like, what if my kid asks me these questions, I'll have the answers. But so far, I've known the answers, and if I don't know the answers, you can just ask someone else or Google it or just kind of... kind of change the topic, or
I know Google is going to become the new dad.
I know it's like,
hey, Dad, why is the sky blue? I don't know. Go ask Google.
Go ask your other dad, Google. Yeah.
So the
best thing is that he's so clinging to me. Like, I love it, man. Like, there's mutual love and respect there. Like, he gets my humor. He's a funny kid. When I come home, I open the door, and sometimes, most of the time, he doesn't say Dad's home or Daddy. He's like, hey, it's Darren Carter, the party starter. You know, his middle name is Oshin, and my middle name is Dale. So he draws pictures where it's like, it's the Austin Oshin and Darren Dale band.
Oh, that's so cool.
Just weird stuff like that, you know. And it's
so
like,
he's got your sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. And I tell him, I go, listen, anybody can call me Darren Carter, the party starter. Only one person calls me Dad, you know, and it's you. It's a special name for me. So he does call me Dad sometimes, but a lot of times it's cute when he...
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I had a friend of mine. Our family friends have a kid who's my brother's age.
Uh-huh.
So when they were growing up, they were like best friends. And his parents were like hippies. So when he was a kid, I remember him... I guess he had to be about 4 or 5, which is Austin's age. No, he's 6. So around that same age, he would call his parents by his first name because they were just very, like I said, hippies. But he grew out of it and started calling Mom and Dad in his kind of later years. So I think Austin will too.
Yeah. I mean, he does say Dad and you know, a lot also. But, I always thought it was weird when kids called their parents by their first name. Like, that's weird, you know. But he does.
So what's the most surprising thing about being a father?
I can't really say. Like, there's nothing really surprising because it's everything I thought it would be. Like, it's just wonderful. I love being a dad. I just love it.
Did it?
It's so fun, man. It's like the best.
Did it motivate you more to, like, work more or less to be with him?
Yes.
Or more to provide for him?
Definitely. Definitely motivated. It's funny. When the baby's coming, you're motivated to work more. You're like, okay, I better make money because I got another mouth to feed, and oh my gosh, and you gotta.
All right, gentlemen, is everything tasting good?
Oh yeah.
That does not sound like Puck.
I'm sorry. I know I didn't get to bring it out. No, I'm all flustered.
Do you do any other characters?
Oh, I mean, that's not really not offhand. I'm trying to think. Do any characters?
Can you approach us as if you're an English gentleman here at Cracker Barrel?
An English gentleman at Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
That's a little bit out of place. Good evening to you, sir.
How's your meatloaf tasting? Do you like your macaroni and cheese?
It's very good, very, very, very good. I would say the blood pudding is a little on the less bloody side.
The blood pudding?
Yes.
Oh, we have that second-rate chef in the back tonight.
Oh, give him a good right smack.
Ruining everything.
Everything, yes. Jonathan.
Oh, dear God, dear God.
Dear God, indeed.
I like my tea and crumpets and gravy.
Yeah, tea and crumpets and gravy.
At Cracker Barrel.
Extra creamy white gravy on my biscuit.
Now this is turning a little queer. A little creamy white gravy, huh?
Wherever it goes.
I don't.
I don't decide. The dinner decides.
Exactly. Thank you, Jonathan.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your meal. I'll be back with some coffee for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I like the regular Jonathan. I like the English accent, but I like the normal.
You like the regular Jonathan?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you redheads stick together.
Really, I can come in and do. I can do not so much an English gentleman, but maybe a Cracker Barrel typical man.
There you go.
Cracker Barrel regular. Sitting down with extra biscuits.
I love how you're saying that in front of regular Cracker Barrel people, too. They're like,
we don't
sound
regular
like that.
Cracker Barrel people.
They don't even know
you and
it.
Lee, they have no idea this is abnormal. That's the best part. They don't know anything odd's going on
except for a contraption
that looks a little bit like a small spaceship. Something from that Star Trek show I seen before.
Is that there from 1987? The future?
In the future 1987. I seen that in that Michael J. Fox show one time.
Great Scott, Marty!
It's a time machine!
I'll get some coffee for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
See, that's fun. We'll go back to you as a dad in a second.
I guess cool.
Like when you meet somebody, complete stranger, especially like a server at a restaurant or whatever, who, if you're a little quirky, they go with it, as opposed to like, okay, I don't know what to say, or just like, okay, and walk away and make you feel weird.
Yeah, that guy was totally on it. He's funny, man. Okay.
Sneak over on you.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
She told me, or another person told me, you guys are doing Deja Vu tonight.
Yeah,
we're at Deja Vu.
Awesome. Very cool. I love Deja Vu. Have you been there before?
Oh, yeah, several times. I love that club.
Yeah, it's been about 10 years for me.
Been about 10 years?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. One of my friends who was in theater with her mother's boyfriend of a long time is the guy who owns it. And I don't really know him, but I've been up there a couple times. I forget his name, but he's an interesting man. He owns a lot of buildings in downtown Columbia, different venues, but Deja Vu, I think, was his bread and butter, is how he started being like a big, small college town tycoon. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We should come by the show tonight, man. We got two of them.
I would like to. I work. What time's? I don't know what time I get up here.
8 o'clock and 10:30, I think.
8 o'clock and 10:30.
We can leave. I thought it was 7:30.
We can do that.
That would be amazing. I work. I do late night delivery for Gumby's Pizza. That's the.
I love Gumby's.
Yeah, late drunk food people.
Oh boy.
So I deliver for them, but I don't have to be at work until 1 a.m. So that kind of would be okay.
You know, all these jobs you have, they're perfect for L.A. Because I mean, if you know how to do delivery and waiting tables, and you might as well be in L.A.
Right, I might as well. That's what I'm trying to get out of here to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you guys get to it. I'll be back.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.